Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oli hardly has airtime. Everyone calls it Oli Mapaza.
Nango Mapaza. Bzz,
bzz, bzz. Even her neighbors are tired because she's always finishing their airtime.
Maki, can I make a quick call? 2 minutes tops, please.
Hi, Oli, man. Try MTN extra time, man.
Unga stressi, Oli. With MTN extra time, you can stay connected now and pay later. Get airtime, data, or voice bundles today. Simply dial *136*2# to get extra time or download the MTN app. T's and C's apply. What are we doing today? MTN.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And we will play them live.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Maria Timpe says, Ukthula baholi bami abahle bonke, ukthula mndeni. And then mndeni wami wonke wa ku Radio Pulpit ngiyazi sifundisiwe ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu every now and then. Siya bonga ngikhulile sizithandwa zezulu because of God. Amen. We thank God ngawe ngceke inkosi sizohlala sizolakha ikhishi labazali abakhulile. We promise.
How uyibone phi ke le kwakhe ikhishi labazali abakhulile? Ha, unkosi yami, siyabonga.
Blessings, blessings. Maria Timpe there. Maria Timpe Mguni. Maria Timpe Mguni. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about the very notion yokumesaba uNkulunkulu. Kusho ukuthini ukumesaba uNkulunkulu? Poifo ya Modimo. Eish, ngaze ngakhumbula umfundisi uMkhwera. Poifo ya Modimo. E raya goreng mo botshelong jwa gago. Ei, Setswana sa borre. When we talk about that, what do we imply? When we talk about true reverence, and today, where are we missing it? You know, the issue also is that we should be able to see where we are missing it so that we can fix wherever we see a problem.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Hey, Wayne. Okay, I'm not hearing Wayne. I don't know why.
Father, for this subject and...
All right. Wayne, let me start it. More. I'm sorry, Wayne. I have to start it afresh because... I'm not getting you on my monitors. I don't know why. Let me do this. I will get it right. Don't worry. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah. Tolerate. Okay.
Greet you.
Hi, Bo. Banna. Hey. Okay, let me try it this way. I think maybe it will help. I'm stretching you to another output there. Let me see if it can really work. Let me see if it can really work. All right. Let's go for it. Still, it doesn't work. Okay. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Talk to us directly there. The WhatsApp, it's 0826572729. We need to hear from you as to what you make with regards to this and the implications and meanings of true reverence. It's what we want to know. And Wayne. Okay. It's very, very awkward. When I shift the mic, Wayne cannot be heard. And then let's see if I can try him again. Please bear with me there. There we go. Wayne.
Wonderful name of Yahushua HaMashiach. We thank the Father for this subject and as we grow to revere him more and more.
Mm.
I want to talk about Daniel.
Yeah.
When he said, I think in chapter 1, he purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the prince's delicacies. So reverence is it's also about it has to do with us, how we conduct ourselves, what we eat, and also it has to do with revering the Father, what we eat and what we do and how we conduct ourselves and how we behave ourselves. How we behave ourselves, it is a sign, it is a part. For in Exodus, the Father said to Moshe, go and consecrate yourself and consecrate the people. So before they came in the presence of the Father, they had to consecrate themselves and make themselves holy, make themselves set apart, and remove every root of evil and every uncleanness amongst themselves. Thank you so much. Blessed and shalom, shalom.
Shalom, 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 Ayahi. Thank you so much. We appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let us hear from you as to what you make of this. Let us hear from you as to what you make of this. And touching base on the issue of reverence, what it is even all about. I am keen to hear from this. I see people are sending photos, but I am keen to hear about the issue of true reverence. All right? Okay. Now, Muruti Mraka, let me bring this to you again. When you look into Psalms 33, verses 8, it says, let all the earth fear the Elohim. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe for him. And then you look at Psalm 89, verses 7. Yahuwah is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. My issue is, this looks like a law and a command. And we don't have to put options with regards to this. And much of the times we find ourselves putting much options into this, and it becomes a great problem. So I will bring this question to you after this.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's hear you, Godfrey.
How?
Again, silence. Silence of the lambs. Banna.
I don't understand.
Godfrey, are you still there? Yeah.
Good evening, my friend.
My friend.
And a friend of Babu Ray is a friend of mine.
Hey.
of mine.
Hold on a bit for me. Hold on a bit for me. Let me take a call. Let me take a call so that I can give you ample time. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, Mfundisi, kunjani?
Siyaphila njani kodwa?
Siyaphila, ngibonisana labo nawo lapha eJuba abafundisi.
Thank you.
Siyambonisana ifamily yonke yezedopulpiti.
Awuzoke.
Ya, mina bengikela siza lapha kumakhosi wokuqala.
Mm.
Ku-18.
Yeah.
Ku-3. Iyo ahani wabiza u-Obadiya.
Mm.
Oye phezu kwendlu yakhe.
Mm.
U-Obadiya wayemasaba kakhulu uNkulunkulu.
Mm.
Ngoba kwathi la ngokuba kwathi lapho indebeni ebulala abaprofeti bakaJehova.
Mm.
U-Obadiya wathatha abaprofeti abayikhulu abafihla emhumeni.
Mm.
Ngamashumi ayisihlanu. Wabondla nefingwa.
Ya.
Yeah. Ya, utiso ayinsaba uNkulunkulu ngoba wathatha abaprofeti bakhe wafihla waphinda futhi wabondla kanjalo mfundisi.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Ngiyakuzwa.
Nafika lapho ngakujwani. Ujwane nani?
Mm.
Bese ujwane. Bathi nani abalwa ngakhiso. Abafarisi nababhali bamele nini ukhiso. Bathi lapho ujwane bathi siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu asizwa ifoni. Kodwa uma umuntu emisaba uNkulunkulu ayenze intando yakhe, uyamuza lokho.
Mm.
Kushuthi bebabaja naye mara bebabona ukuthi hayi kushuthi lona intando kaNkulunkulu shuthi uyayenza yena uyamfaka uNkulunkulu ngoba nawo uNkulunkulu uyamuza noma akhuluma naye uJesu.
Ya.
Ene futhi masuka siyaba apa kuzenzo. Ten. Masuka izenzo ten.
Mm.
Ivesi la 34.
Mm.
Upetro di kona. Kona upetro avula umdomo athi. Nembala ngiyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu. Nembala ngiyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu angabheki ubuhle bamuntu kodwa ezizweni zonke esabayo nowenza ukuthunga uyamukeleka kuye.
Mm.
Nalapho uPetro sachaza ukuthi okusabayo nowenza ukulunga uyamukeleka uNkulunkulu angabheki ubuhle uNkulunkulu kodwa uqhubeka ngabe uyamsaba naye nje futhi ngabe uyawenza ukulunga nangikuqiniswa na.
Yeah.
I'll be out of the way.
Mm.
Kodwa ikakhulu manje impandi ngekho. Sizanye ukusindisa wena ngokwesaba nangokuthuthumela.
Ya.
Ngokuba uNkulunkulu osebenza kini ngokuthanda nokwenza njengentando yakhe.
Mm. Mm.
Fethu uyabatyela ukuthi nabo kumele baseze ukwesaba saba uNkulunkulu ngokuthuthumela nangokwesaba. Ngoba kaZela futhi ukuthi ngiyalibona ukuthi andlaleli mangekho mangikhona kuphela. Ngidlalela futhi ngamangekho.
Ya.
Ya ukuthi nje mfundisi
Ah, kubonga mina kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela esimanga.
Thembo.
Thank you, thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
And then I will talk to my friend Godfrey. Let me just move this a bit. My friend. How? Sekwenze njani ke manje? Hay today iziyala ezama voice note zithi nix kyahana nangiyela yabanyana yakhale. Kyahana. Bana.
Good evening my friend.
Yebo baba.
And a friend of Babu Ray is a friend of mine. Good evening Pastor Sam Kabamba, you are also my friend.
Mm.
Pastor Mwake, you are also my friend. And all those abafonayo lapho in the show, who keeping it alive every Wednesday and other days of the week. Thank you. True reference, let me start it like this. Omafunda bezitha uqutu, onxamalala, omageba, ogatsheni, Omtimkulu, all these are venerations of the ancestors. We're giving a reference to those who came before us, our forefathers, those who have departed from this world. But there's something wrong about this picture, is that at the end, it starts by you calling your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, but it ends in the air. It doesn't go back to Adam and the Most High, Yahuwah.
Mm.
It doesn't include Yeshua. Mm. You know, we Africans, in quote-unquote Bantus, we think that praise singing is it's our invention. We're so special. Yet, Yahuwah, He created, he invented it. If you read Matthew 1, it gives you the lineage of Yeshua.
Mm.
It says that Jesus of Joseph, Joseph of Heli, Heli of Nathan, Nathan of Solomon, Solomon of David, David, Obed, Jesse, no, Shem, Noah, Enoch, and Enoch of Seth, Adam, and it ends with Yahuwah. So that is a reference. It starts with, it includes Yeshua and Yahuwah at the end. So our own praise singing clan names do not include both Yahuwah and Yeshua. So there's something wrong about that. And then these clan names, these we used to reference ourselves, and we feel proud when we're saying them. That's how we grew up. We were taught to respect them. And when you call these names, you feel proud. You are a man. But there's something wrong. What happens to the people who don't have parents, orphans, people were born and picked up from the street, taken to hospital? They don't know who their father is and who their mother is or where they come from. That's when now Yeshua comes in. And then he said, now we are born again. The old self of these venerations and references to our ancestors, you put it away. Now I'm accommodating everybody, for all those who don't have a lineage and those who do. It starts with Yeshua now. You become that. It's me, Godfrey, and then Yeshua, up until Noah, Malek, and then Enoch, up until Seth and Adam, and then Yahuwah. It goes like that. That's how we venerate, and that's how we reference now to him. So we need to reference to the true Elohim, not ourselves or our ancestors. That is boasting. That is why it is wrong. And then I also know that I always wondered why we called our pastors, at least today they call them pastors. Back in the day, we used to call them reverend. Some they even go to extreme and say the right reverend so-and-so.
Yeah.
The right reverend Shepstein in America who buried Michael Jackson is a popular reverend there.
Mm.
So we are reverencing wrong people because we lack knowledge. Now that we know the truth, the only people whom we should honor and give reverence to is Yahshua and Yahuwah. Nobody else. It goes like that. We put away our clan names. We put away our ancestors. We go straight to Yahshua. Because we are born again now. We are born of spirit, no longer of flesh. When you're in the flesh, then you can say those praise singing, the traditional ones. And then we also give reference to wrong people like the kings and the queens and our politicians. At some point, it used to be fashion in parliament. They would come, a praise singer, saying that praise singer is giving reference to that human being. That is wrong. You don't give reference to another human being who's like you, who's got blood, who's got sins. You give reference to the Most High, the King of all kings. That's how I understand irreverence. The true reverence is the one that is directed to Yahshua and includes Yahuwah. And if you want to say your praises from now on, it's no longer Makeba, it's no longer Kacheni. Mm. It's Jesus, it's Joseph, it's Solomon, it's David, it's Obed, it's Jesse, it's Shem, it's Noah. It's all those guys up Enoch, up until David and Yahuwah. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate. Thank you. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this very issue. We are touching base on the issue of true reverence today. Murutimura, I guess I've said, they look like laws and commands. Let all the earth fear the Elohim. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Psalm 33, verses 8, and Psalm 89, 7, it says, Yahuwah is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, in our midst, and to be held in reverence by all those around him. It's a law. Muruti?
Yes, my brother.
Mm.
Indeed, reverencing Yudebabe Elohe Tzebaot is the true reverence. And it is by ordinance commanded, charged that way. And I want to, before going deep into that, I just want to reverse a little bit to what Brother Godfrey was saying.
Mm.
I believe he excellently connected reverence to what we have come to know in the past. Especially, I want to speak to the reverence of those who are authorities, whether they are king, whether they are leaders. That is reverence when you honor them the way that you are supposed to honor them, and you even have ways of addressing them. In the past, they would be addressed as Your Excellency, Your Worship, those type of titles. And even a teacher in class, you would reverence as Sir. And I've got an example of what I remember when I was younger, where a teacher did us wrong as student, and we decided not to obey his instruction next time he came to class. And then he took us to the principal.
Mm.
And the principal, when we got to his office, while we are trying to explain why we took the action we took, he said, boys, once you are inside my office, I have to punish you.
Mm.
Then we can talk after you have, I have punished you. And he punished us. After punishing, he started asking us questions as to what did go wrong and what have you. And, of course, we found it now useless to explain because we have already been punished. But that was teaching us reverence, that we actually are below the teacher and we can't go against him. But these things, if one can look, they have all gone away. So that is one layer of reverence.
Mm.
It's authentic, but it's not true reverence. And that's where I'm coming to. When he was speaking about Yahuwah, that only when reverence now goes to Yud Heh Vav Heh or Yeshua, Yahshua, Yahushai, is it true?
Mm.
Because now it's going to the final authority. And it has to be that way. And he himself has taught us that way in his word, that we should reverence even those that are in authority. I believe in Peter, in the book of Peter, he says, the authorities we must reverence and we must fear Yud Heh Vav Heh, but reverence and honor the authorities. Basically, that is putting everything in proper perspective. Now, those are charges from Yud Heh Vav Heh. And there is another part which we spoke about earlier on, and that was Pastor Kabamba speaking about Ananias and Sapphira. And I want to compare that thing of Ananias and Sapphira to Leviticus chapter 16, verse 1, which says, and Yud Heh Vav Heh spoke to Moshe after the two sons of Aaron deceased in bringing alien fire before Yud Heh Vav Heh. So they deceased. And Yud Heh Vav Heh said to Moshe, speak to Aaron, thy brother, and let him not come in at all hours into the holy place within the veil, to the face of the propitiary, which is upon the ark of the testimony, and he shall not die off, for I will be seen in a cloud over the propitiary. Now, in Acts, what we are seeing, two people die because they have lied to the Holy Spirit. And these things are comparable because after this priest died, Yud Heh Vav Heh was showing them that he should not be approached lightly. He should not be approached carelessly. He should not be approached without due a reverence to him. And yet, if one goes into the history of Israel, you'll find even during the time that Yeshua HaMashiach was here on earth, those priests which were in charge, the high priest, were not even of the line that was the legitimate line. But they didn't die. Because the example has already been made in Exodus. It does not diminish the truth behind true reverence. And Ananias and Sapphira died for lying against the Holy Spirit. But after them, many have lied. Many. That's why we have so many denominations. But they have not died. It doesn't diminish the truth of true reverence. One other example that we see is Moshe was advised by his father-in-law in Exodus chapter 18. And I'm just going to read the verse 21. And do look out for yourself out of all the people, men reverencing God, righteous men, hating self-importance, and you shall set upon the people captains of thousands and captains of hundreds and captains of fifties and captains of tens. And then in chapter 6 of Acts, the apostles call everybody and they say to them in verse 3, and therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of testimony full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may ordain over this business.
Mm.
Now, in verse 5, and this, the word pleased the whole multitude, and they elected Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Tamias, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. Mm. Now, Job chapter 28, verse 28 says, the reverence of God is wisdom. Now, we hear these men were full of wisdom, meaning they were full of the reverence of God, just like those ones in Exodus chapter 18. What I'm referring to here, my brother, is true reverence was a characteristic which was key in everybody that had to serve God. Because once you are reverencing Yudhevabe truly, you are actually someone that can save before him, that can come before him and do deeds that are pleasing to him. One of the requirements is that you must be a true reverencing man or a true reverencing woman, whatever it might be. That was needed. It was a charge which Yudhevabe had given. In the period when Israel came out of Egypt, and even in this period when the Messiah has said, go into the whole world and make disciples of all nations, true reverence is still key. Once we follow the world, like I showed earlier on, that before there used to be reverencing of certain authorities. Now, once we follow that trend,
yeah,
of despising people,
okay,
that even, if I can give just one last example,
yeah,
even in America where they pride themselves in this, that they are candidates, when they run for president, they are presidential. What does that mean? They are reverential people. Today, they are hurling insults at one another. And that means that office, I'm reminded of Chief Gachabitelis, who used to honor the office of the presidency because he understood reverence. And I'm not saying true reverence, I'm saying reverence. If we don't understand reverence, we will not necessarily understand true reverence. And in the world, the devil has already started getting rid of reverence, so that it even comes into the church that we are unable to exercise true reverence because we are not leaders, we are followers. Not leaders to those who are in darkness, but followers of those who are in darkness.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Sizakele Mncube ekhaya. What say you? Welcome.
Ngiyanibingelela ku Radio Pulpit Dinceku Tonke.
Siyabonga.
Ngiyanibingelela egameni lika Yahusha Mashiha.
Amen.
I reverence Irreverence womesaba Jehova. Kwendinzande yakhe Jehova.
Yeah.
Kungakhohlwa amavi akhe lawa laka washilo ngoba phela ngise siphila ngemavi akhe lawa lawa wakhuluma kithi ukuthi asiphile ngawo. Futhi lenyindo ukuthi singadikhohlwa ukuthi sine singibobani. Siphilongaphi? Uyakubona. So kufanele nangabe usaba Jehova uba nelivalo nakwenda into lesnacks ukuthi eish konje uNkulunkulu uthendo leso ngaboyenda ngoba phela mavi akhe athi so nangabe wena umsaba Jehova mavakhe aNkulunkulu ahlala asenhlitweni yakho ngaso sonke isikhathi noma ngabe wendana ro ingcondo yakhe iktshela uthenda lokho kufanele utikhude ngawo maybe utshele ukuthi maybe kunemuntu lokukhubile or lokukwatisako. Fanele uthi eish konje lithi live la uNkulunkulu ngabokwata la ngalizelishona noma abe lo muntu bekakhubile but kufanele lamava uNkulunkulu angasuki enhlitweni yakho fanele ahlala khona engqondweni yakho loko kumesaba Jehova ngoba uyathuka kwenda into letimbi ngoba yena umathi ukuthi akadithansi ngoba lethi iBhayibheli asibe yini ngisawoti lo netaste ngoba uthi Jesu olutswayele lingana taste lentwana liyathathwa lilahlelwe emgwaqweni linyathele ngonke umuntu because of what alina taste. So thine njengoba ngibantwana baNkulunkulu fanele sibe nani netaste kuze sibonakale ukuthi siyamesaba kuJehova ngoba siphila ngani ngemavakhe asisatiphileli thina kepha siphila ngabani ngayahusha hamashehe lohlala ngaphakathi kwethu. Ngiyabonga tinceke uNkulunkulu anibusise.
Haleluya.
Amen. Haleluya. My ahi. Amen.
Haleluya my ahi. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Bongithuba ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke kumfundisi uMraka, ngibingelele kuProfessor Kabamba nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha isihloko esithi True Reverence okusho ukuthi ukwesaba nokuhlonipha kweqiniso. Reverence is godly fear, an act of homage, honor, obedience, affectionate or deep respect, intense, adore, worshipful. God is the only one who deserves such acclaim, such respect and worship. Kungakho sithi sikunikezwa udumo lonke. Usisho ke kuNkulunkulu ngoba ke ulumfanele yena yedwa. Reverence is a relationship of knowing who God is and responding appropriately. It is also something God commanded and expects us to do. We are to reverence God and his laws. Leviticus chapter 19 verse 30. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Verse 3. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 23 verse 3. 6 days you shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. You can also find it in the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20, verse 9. God deserves the highest level of reverence. Reverence for God is willingness to die to self and obey his commands. True reverence produces obedience. Abraham feared God and obeyed when he was to sacrifice by his son Isaac. Genesis chapter 22, verse 12. And he said, do not lay hand on the lad or do anything to harm him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. Reverence and awe fuels our worship and faith. It is the understanding of the wonder and majesty of our great God, who transcends time and space, and who is bigger than the entire universe he created. Reverence leads to worship, because we can acknowledge whom God is and respond in the only way we can, to surrender our will to him and worship him alone. Worship God in spirit and in truth. We find that in John chapter 4, verse 24. True worship is a lifestyle. We worship in spirit when our hearts are abandoned before the Lord, willing to obey everything he has said. We worship in truth when our minds are engaged and filled with the biblical understanding of God's nature. To worship God is to know him and to serve him. We can find that also in Luke chapter 6, verse 46. The word of God and God's spirit are the major elements that promote the knowledge of his mind and will. We pursue holiness because he is holy. We find that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Reverent people desire to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. We can also read on our own in Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. We can read on our own in Job chapter 28, verse 28. The more we grow in knowledge and understanding, the more reverence we feel towards God. Christians must fear God. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. We can read on our own also in Acts chapter 10, verse 22. We demonstrate reverence for God by the way we live. We show reverence by talking seriously his hatred of sin and the coming judgment on those who refuse to repent. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. We can also find that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 6. We will grow more profoundly if we learn to study the Bible. We should live by every word of God. We find that in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. All of the word of God reveals him and our nature as well. The more we know him and ourselves, the greater the chances of obedience. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly. Babongane. And of course, when we come back, I pose this question to Pastor Sam.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Now, I'm looking at Daniel chapter 8, verse 17. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. But he said to me, "Understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end." As I was afraid and I fell on my face. This is a reverence, even with trembling, a reverence with complete respect, a reverence that takes all power from us unto the Father. What say you, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. One thing that we need to know, even the our our, I mean, even the way we exercise the power of God, the way we have to be in the place where the Father can use us,
yeah,
it comes from the way we respect Him,
yeah,
the way we see Him. Because, see, people like Daniel, they were in a space whereby without the Father, they could not succeed.
Mm.
They were in a space whereby, I mean, the king of that place was not friendly, was not good to them. He had his own mind. He has his own way of doing things. And them succeeding, Daniel, even you have to add his companions, the three companions of Daniel.
Yeah.
If they have to make it in that place because of their dedication, it's because of their reverence toward the Father. Because they understood that without Him, they could not make it. You know, today, when it comes to, you know, some people today are very, you know, impressed when you see maybe some people being coming with testimonies that, I mean, the Father has used me, Jesus Christ has appeared to me, or whatever, whatever.
Mm.
You know, these are not things that, I know some people can make up all these things, but it's the truth of the matter is there are people who have also experienced the true, I mean, presence of the Father. They've experienced it, and they can talk about it not because they were just, I mean, walking casually, but because they took that time of understanding who is the Father. And I know when the Father shows up, even as you just given the scripture in Daniel, I mean, Daniel could not stand. The only thing was, the only thing he could do was to, I mean, to go flat and not even able to look at Him, to look the Father. And when the Bible talks to us about the angels in heaven, they cannot see, they cannot face the Father because of the glory that is in His presence. But today you see that when it comes to like worship, it comes to us worshiping, even in our churches, in our gathering, in our, you know, whatever we do today is it's a deja vu thing. It's something that you've already seen already. Because we do the same thing, like the routine. You don't see the sense of awe. You don't see that deep understanding, that deep, I mean, worship that somebody goes and forget about himself or herself. You are gone into the presence of the Father.
All right. I have lost him a bit there. Muriti Mraka, perhaps maybe I can give over to you as I connect with him back. Now, when we look into the notion also of reverence, Habakkuk 2:20 says, but the Elohim is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. All the earth is supposed to revere him. And since we are the light of the world and the earth of the soil, they should see that from us, isn't it? Finally.
Definitely, my brother. They should see it from us. For instance, you said something which is very sad, that
I don't know what's going on with the phones, man. The phones are just off, 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 off. I don't know, but I'm trying. Let's do this. Pastor Sam.
Yes, Muruti.
Yeah, continue, Pastor Sam. We lost you there.
Okay, Okay, yeah. As I was saying that, you know, it comes with a sense of awe, because it is not in something that you can take that lightly, but it's something that comes with a sense of understanding of who God, who the Father is.
Yes.
I think that's where people need to go. You need to get to that place whereby when it comes that together in a service, because a gathering of saints is to portray really what the Father is. But after meeting with Him, we cannot remain the same. But we see people today, they can talk about, oh, the service was powerful. It was great. But it's like as if our lives are not changing. If it was great, what did we go? What would we meet? And what was the experience? Because there has to be an experience. Because you see, today it's like when people look at the churches today, there's not much to envy in the church. This is my perception. People don't feel like, hey, let's go to church because there's life there. Today when you talk about church, everyone is talking about the scandals, they're talking about the things that are happening there, the lies here, the lies there. You can see, I mean, there's too many things people are talking about than talking about the presence of the Most High God.
Yeah.
And I believe that's where we need to go. We need to go to that place whereby the Father is well seen and respected and honored in such a way that even when you have to look at the people you can respect, let not us have more respect over the people than the Messiah himself. Today, you see, people can respect their pastors, can kneel down before their pastors, but not before the Most High God, because they don't know him. They know their pastors. They know maybe, I mean, whoever they can see. But at the end of the day, that reverence, that true reverence, you know, as, I mean, God's formation, that we call some pastors, we call them reverend. You know, it's not bad to call them that, but at the end of the day, and do we understand that there's one that is bigger, greater, and mightier than them? That if we can give to our pastors a bit of that respect, why can't we give more respect to the one who has put them in that space?
You know,
today we can respect people. We can even, I mean, tremble before people. But we cannot tremble before God. Mm-hmm. We cannot tremble before either him. It's just because we don't know him. And I believe when people start taking time to really go deep into the understanding, as himself said, I'm looking, Jesus Christ speaking in the book of John 4, that the Father looking for true worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. The people who will be able to comprehend him and be able to get from him. These are the people that the Father is looking for. And those people are not into materialism. They are not into throwing off. They are not into order, but they are into the sense of understanding. And even when they speak to people, they don't speak with arrogance. They don't speak with claiming that they know too much. But they are so simple in such a way that whatever they can show is only the Father himself. And this is what we're kind of looking for nowadays, if people can have that deep sense of respect.
Right.
That the Father is the only one we can respect, and having that, it can change a lot of things into our way of, conducting even our services, our way of doing things in our services. Actually,
thank you so much, Muruti. And Muruti Miraka, you were continuing there, you got cut at a point where you said, and it's a painful thing. I quoted something and said, you said, and it's a painful thing.
Yeah, that change of the, you know, those of us who are gospel singers getting Grammy Awards and all that. the problem which one sees has actually entered the arena of Christianity is we are no more doing things to reverence truly the one who has to be reverenced. For instance, those who lead worship and praise, what is it for? It is so that we can reverence him. In some of the scriptures which we are quoting, let all the world be silent before him. Let all the world reverence him. And then it also says those who are his, who are standing in his courtyard, should reverence him. The whole focus to be towards him, not towards becoming celebrities in the world. And that's where we are missing it, because we are looking for praise from the world rather than praise from the Father.
Mm.
And this is what the Messiah warned about, that don't be those that are looking for praise from one another, but look for praise from the Father. And if we are praising him, worshiping him, and we are excellently doing this, it's not so that we can have gold albums. If in the world they happen to want to honor us, we will not fight against it, but we will not pursue it. That's where the seduction comes in. And this seduction makes now the worshiping and praising of God to be something that is common, that is not reverential. Mm. And yet the whole word of God speaks to us to be reverential. And I'm going to close on 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where Paul writes this and says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of true reverence. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed upon in the world, taken up in glory." We are talking something which is powerful. Yeshua, the word of God, becoming a human being, coming down here where he became a spectacle to all about the mercy and grace of God. And in the end, we need to stand always in awe of God for the very love with which he has loved his creation. God be glorified.
Hallelujah. May he be glorified. Thank you so much to both of you. And I want to thank you, Pastor Sam. Thank you for the time. May the blessings of the Father be upon you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I receive all the blessings. And thank you to you, too. And blessing to you and to Amuruti Muraka. I mean, all the blessings, I mean, run to your family.
You too, Muruti. And Muruti Muraka, thank you so much. Much blessings also to you, sir.
Thank you so much, my brother. Truly appreciate you. Appreciate Pastor Sam and all those who contribute on the platform. And we love every listener of Radio Pulpit. Please greet your families. We love them.
Amen.
With the love of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let's listen a bit to what Ntokozo was saying. Ntokozo, what did you say?
Belang Pastor Ray Libaruti Wabang. Pastor Ray, can I copy the number for the WhatsApp number? Muruti Makam, you are solving Tata Abatu, adding Larry families. Kakopa, Talbitsalam Kanajis, Kalepoa.
All right, and Eshila, what were you saying?
Hello, Janine.
Okay. All right. She's not talking to us. I mean, the people have sent WhatsApps here. Wayne says, "Greetings, Exodus 24:7. Then he, Moshe, took to the book, and says, to the book of the covenant, and read in the hearing of the people. And they said, all that Yahuwah has said, we will do and be obedient." Hmm? Wayne quotes Matthew 22:37, "You shall love Yahuwah with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Shalom. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And of course, thank you, Muruti Muraka. Thank you. Much blessings. Pass my regards. And
we'll do so.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Pass my regards. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Do the same, sir.
Amen. Amen. And good night. Good night. And of course, thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Coming up next, we are going to be listening to Muruti Mabundla. It'll be taking us through from 8 o'clock. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. May the Father be glorified at all times. King above all else, his name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless him that he continuously by his Holy Spirit shows us his salvation through his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. From me, Ray, Tuda Rabba.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.